Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I've always been fascinated by Chianti. It's something I go back to frequently. And what I didn't realize for a long time, that there was a lot more to Chianti than just Chianti Classico.
Yes.
And I looked it up, and the region actually has about 8 or 9 different subregions.
Sure.
Here they are, Chianti Montalbano, Colli Senesi, Collina Pisane, Colli Aretini, Minta Spitoli, Chianti Ruffino, which a lot of people know,
right.
Fiorentino, which is around Florence, and of course, Chianti Classico, which is where the whole thing started.
Right.
And so we thought we'd try a few of these and draw some comparisons. I'm going to start with just basic Chianti, because anything from the entire region can be called
Chianti.
And here's Duchetto Chianti, 2014, $14. It's from the San Gimignano region, so it's actually Colli Senesi, but they just call it Chianti. It was a really nice wine. So easy to drink, so likable, all of the attributes of Chianti, but you know, nothing special about it, but just totally, totally well made, a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. So it was really a very good introduction, Chianti 101, if you will. Duchetto, I thought it was very nice, and at $14, not bad. And then we go up to Chianti Classico, and I had one called Rodano, and it's their 2013, only about $18, $19, around in there. This is a serious wine.
Yes, it is.
You've had this before, and there's just a surprising depth to it. And after it opens for a while, man, it just continues to evolve in the glass. Just a tremendous value. But you had something even better.
I had their, what, it's also Rodano, the Chianti Classico. This is their Vigna Via Costa, which is a particular location in the vineyards. This one's probably $25 to $30. And this is exactly what you were talking about, but more. More deep, dark cherry, more little hints of earth, more little hints of truffles, and just a beautifully well-layered wine. So Chianti Classico, if you want to sort of find out what the benchmark really is, that's it.
The Reserva, yeah.
Yep.
And all of them with that classic bitter finish, which is just wonderful. Near Florence are the hills of the Colli Fiorentino is what it's called. And I tried a Reserva, and it's made by San Giovannini 97.
That was pretty good, Al.
Ooh, wow, I worked on that. It's a Reserva. And this wine, at first I thought, was very young and very tight. But what I did notice right away, it was medium-bodied, no more than medium-bodied, and it had a lightness and a suppleness. But as it warmed up, Hugh, as time went by, it just gained so much profundity. It just got a lot in the bottom of the flavors. It was just wonderful. So a little bit lighter than Chianti Classico, but very, very flavorful.
Another one that you may come across is Chianti Colli Senesi. And what I have generally found with this, and not that I have this enormous breadth of knowledge, but I've generally found these to be a little less expensive than the Chianti Classico. Lighter. They don't quite have the depth, but they have a lot of the same flavor profiles. So two that you might want to look for. One is from Celliere, which is C-E-L-L-I-E-R-E. This is a Chianti Colli Senesi. It's about $18, and you're going to get your classic sort of cherry flavors. Very firm tannins, and this is all going to be steel tanks before being bottled, so you're not going to get any of the wood. And then a little more complexity is from Titolato Strozzi. Again, this is Chianti Colli Senesi DOCG, going to be fruity, but again, on the leaner side.
Yeah, that's been my experience with those. I think it might be a lot of fun to go out and organize a Chianti tasting party along these lines.
I'm in.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.